This track gives some guidance for a 10-minute meditation on the breath. Now, it's normal to do this sitting, but it's much more important that you're comfortable. So if you prefer to stand or to lie down, then doing the meditation that way. And if you are sitting, just making sure that you're sitting upright. Tilting the pelvis forward slightly, so a little hollow forms in the small of your back if that feels comfortable. And letting your head gently lift from your neck and shoulders so it feels poised. And a useful image can be that there's a strong oak tree running through your back, right from the tailbone to the crown of the head. So your back feels really strong, upright. And now, lean against this oak tree so the rest of the body can relax, the eyes closing gently, the face relaxing, the arms hanging from the shoulders and the hands in the lap in some comfortable position, the whole trunk relaxing, and the legs. And now bringing attention to the fact that you're breathing. Noticing the expansion of the abdomen on the in-breath. It's falling back again on the out-breath. And you might like to try making a little mental note of what it is you're feeling there as you're breathing. So, for example, as the abdomen is rising, you might like to repeat softly to yourself, rising, rising, for as long as you feel the abdomen rising on the in-breath. And then when you feel it falling on the out-breath, you could repeat to yourself, falling, 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 just for as long as you feel that movement going on. And that noting technique is really helpful in stilling the thinking mind, so we don't so easily get caught up in thoughts and plans and so on if we have to really note what it is we're doing. So it really helps mindfulness. But you can keep the note very, very soft, almost like a feather brushing against that feeling of the abdomen rising and falling. Very, very soft little mental note. Rising, rising, falling, falling, rising, and so on. And if at any stage you notice you've been daydreaming or planning or worrying, then as soon as you notice this, escorting your attention back to the feeling of breathing, the feeling of the abdomen rising and swelling on the in-breath, relaxing back downwards on the out-breath. So if your mind wanders 100 times, then your only job is to bring it back 100 times. So not giving yourself a hard time, but just being there to bring yourself back home to the rhythmic motion of the abdomen during breathing. Following that movement in detail, the feelings of the in-breath, following them all the way till it changes into an out-breath, and then following that all the way till it eventually changes into the next in-breath. And allowing the breath to come and go just as it will, not changing it or manipulating it in any way. So if it's smooth and deep, that's okay. If it's shallow and rapid, that's okay. Not interfering, just noticing. And And if you notice your mind has been wandering and you haven't really been paying attention to the breath, then just as soon as you notice this, making a little mental note of whatever it was that drew your mind away. Was it thinking, planning, worrying, dreaming? And then bringing your attention back into the body and into the feelings of breathing, the feeling of the abdomen rising with the in-breath and falling again with the out-breath. Using the noting words to help still the thinking mind. Rising, rising, falling, falling, rising, and so on. Allowing that rhythmic motion of the breath to calm the busyness of our minds. Letting our minds take it easy for a while. Nothing to do but follow the waves of breathing. So again, following that movement of the abdomen in great detail, right from the beginning, all the way to the end of the in-breath, and then again, all the way to the end of the out-breath. Does it feel completely smooth all the way in, all the way out? Are there any little shudders? Any little catches? Just noticing. Not trying to change or fix or anything. No one breath is better than the next. All we want to do is to experience the breath, to feel it. So just like a boat bobs up and down as the waves pass by, so too our attention can ride on the waves of our breathing. Just allowing our attention to be carried along by the gentle rising and falling of the waves of breathing. Nothing to achieve. Nowhere to go. No roles to play. Just breathing. Giving our minds a break from the constant doing of our lives and inviting our minds to find this peaceful resting place of our breath, rising and falling. Rising and falling. And if you notice you're getting sleepy, then if you like, just straightening the spine a little bit, maybe even opening your eyes for a few minutes. So just trying to keep awake enough to notice that you're sleepy. You don't have to get into a fight with sleepiness, but just noticing that that's how you feel, drowsy and sleepy. That's okay. But at the same time, trying to stay awake. Just enough to notice the rising and falling of the breath and the fact that you're feeling a bit sleepy. Or if you notice you're very restless, then also just acknowledging that you're restless and impatient and you want this to be over, and that's fine. But despite all that, just bringing your attention back to the rising and falling of this breath. So befriending ourselves in every and any condition we find ourselves. Sleepy or restless, good humour, bad humour. There's always a breath to focus on, to allow ourselves be carried along by the breath through all of these moods, Let them come and go on their own time. And then bringing the meditation period to a close by maybe gently rubbing your hands, rubbing your face, maybe opening your eyes, but congratulating yourself for having spent this 10 minutes in tuning into the breath. It's our constant companion in life, and it's a very peaceful companion when we get to know it well.